Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Robert Morris for hopefully the last time. Robert Morris was the pastor of America's largest megachurch, Gateway Church. They boasted 100,000 weekly attendance at this church. That would make him the largest megachurch in the United States. Their pastor was a diddler, and he concealed this for over 35 years, and he was committing these sins while also in the pastorate role. So this is disgraceful. This has led to him being disqualified, or he's had to resign in disgrace. And this is certainly a disqualifying sin, and permanently so, because he was a pastor or in a teaching role in the church while this was committed. So that's the short version of the story to get you caught up for this video, where we're going to talk about Troy Black, a YouTuber with 471,000 subs, who made a prophecy video about Gateway Church that was supposedly fulfilled, according to him, despite the recent events totally debunking this prophecy. So that's what we're going to be discussing in today's video. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's a Patreon-like system that gives you bonus access to bonus content and helps you direct the research direction of Evangelical Dark Web. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, and we also have a free newsletter, by the way. So check that out for Christian news in your inbox each and every day. This is Charisma Magazine. They've definitely been a more sympathetic outlet to Robert Morris. And they published this article about Troy Black's prophecy video from over a year ago, asking whether it was fulfilled. And it generally just rehashes the exact points and quotes from the video itself. And they also wrote an article about the spiritual attack happening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in which they connect Robert Morris for being a diddler, Tony Evans for an undisclosed sin that's, by all accounts, looks pretty sexual. They haven't specified otherwise. And then T.D. Jakes, who parties with P. Diddy, and you know how gay that sounds. So they've strung these three ministers together, which I thought was a pretty interesting scenario, because I made the offhand comment that, you know, a lot of stuff like this tends to happen in threes, and who would be the third? And they're all of a sudden saying that Robert Morris was the third and that T.D. Jakes was the first. So this is Troy Black, a YouTuber with 471,000 subs. This video does not have a lot of views, though. Only has 12,000 views, which on a channel of that size is not a very good video. But anyway, I digress. We're going to watch a few minutes of this. And he has a false prophecy about Gateway Church because he is very favorable towards Robert Morris and Gateway Church. He credits his work earlier in the video and his series called Frequency. And now he's going to give a very favorable prophecy to Gateway Church. And we're coming in at the 2:16 mark after he's given numerous disclaimers
in our lives. So I encourage you to do that as well. So this is the word I heard. I heard this back on March 3rd, 2023, and I was in worship and I began to hear this word from the Lord. He said, Gateway Church is under spiritual assault at the moment. He said, the enemy is moving his forces around because he hates what is happening at Gateway and its sister churches, its church family. So I believe the Lord is talking about sister churches here, meaning churches that are either working with Gateway or churches that are related to Gateway.
Again, how much do you think God likes the multi-campus megachurch movement? I don't think it's very good. I don't think it's been good for the country. I don't think it's been good for the church at large. It's not been a good movement. Robert Morris apparently, from my research, his talent is at getting people to tithe. Like, he is really good at getting people to tithe. He has a fancy home, stuff like that. And he's also woke. So let's not be overly sympathetic to how much he's done for the church. Because come on, man. Come on.
And then I heard the Lord say, "Don't let it in. Tell fear it must go." And he said, "Unite to pray and cover gateway worship. The mixture of worship and the word is infiltrating homes and setting people free, and the devil is mad." Now, I'm going to stop for a second, and I want to ask you this question, and then I'll finish sharing what I heard. How do you think God responds when he hears that the devil is mad about something that he's doing? Probably just laughs, right? And we should have the same response. This should not worry us or not make us afraid or fearful, but instead, if the Lord is encouraging us to pray, we can just respond with faith and we can pray. And listen, prayer doesn't always have to be, "I was interceding for 5 hours tonight in my prayer closet." Like, sometimes a prayer prayed in faith, standing on the word of God, is more powerful than hours of struggling and striving from a place of trying to earn something from God. Every spiritual blessing is ours, the word says, in Christ Jesus, in what Jesus did for us on the cross. This is not a striving game. It's not something we're earning. But the word also encourages us still to pray and to ask God for help, to ask God for the things we need, and to believe that he hears us. This is the next thing I heard the Lord say for Gateway. He said, "Sanctify yourself as you surrender to my will for you this season as a body and as elders and leadership." So this is not coming from me. I honestly don't even have a right to be sharing this word with Gateway Church or any of the leadership there. I'm trying to be...
So just some important context. He does prophecy videos about whatever he, you know, has going on. So again, this video came out April of 2023. So it's not necessarily related to any major event going on with Gateway Church. He just does videos like this all the time. So just to provide some important context. So he's probably weirded out, I guess, maybe even personally, that he's even doing a video about a specific church.
As obedient to the Holy Spirit as I can. I heard the Lord say this next, "My power is flowing through you to reach nations, to reach the lost, to set captives free through the testimony of God's amazing grace in Jesus Christ." And then I heard the Lord say this, and it's super encouraging. He said, "My fire is falling now the way it did on the day of Pentecost as I raise up leadership to step in and stand in the gap." And y'all, just as a short testimony, as I was hearing this word, I could feel what I would call the fire of the Holy Spirit, or many people would refer to it as the power of God, while I was hearing this word. And oftentimes the Lord will use that to confirm words to me. But listen, you don't have to feel a feeling for the power of God to be at work in your life. Sometimes you'll experience something like that. Oftentimes you won't. The word says, "Then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." I remember.
So I got to pause at the irony there. He's like, you don't have to feel a feeling to know that the God work, you know, the Holy Spirit is at work, as he's playing emotionally manipulative music in the background, like he's about to do an altar call. So not a fan of that presentation of we're going to have the word preach with music in the background. To me, I hate that. Hate that a lot. Shouldn't do it.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, that's clip one that I wanted to show you. And I want to kind of talk about the standing new leaders to stand in the breach. And has that happened? No, that's not happened so far. This was a prophecy in 2023. So if there were, you know, a year later, there's not new leaders standing in the breach. These elders clearly failed at their job. They partook in the lies of Robert Morris. They should have known that he was talking about a kid, because his initial statement, the initial memo that the elders concocted and then got leaked to the public, had several glaring warning signs about it being a minor. And then also they released that after it was made public that it was a minor. So they left out key details in their response and then did not research what they were responding to. So they should have known. They should have known. And apparently in 2005, they did know. But obviously, elders change over time, so I'm going to be a little bit gracious in that respect. But there was enough warning signs in what Robert Morris told them that they should have known. So this is the second clip that I wanted to share. It's a few minutes later in the clip, and this is where he starts exegeting Romans. And take a look at this.
Shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring charges against God's elect? So who's the one that brings the charges? It's the accuser of the brethren. It's Satan, right? Oftentimes he's bringing these charges to try to stop the work of God, or he's trying to bring back, and I believe this is a word for someone right now from the Holy Spirit. He's trying to bring back up old habits or shame from past sins that have been covered by the blood. He's trying to bring those back up to try to put a stumbling block in front of us, or to try to stop us from walking out the will of God in our lives. And the word says, who will bring charges against God's elect? It says, God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we need to stand on that truth as believers. And then it says, Christ Jesus is he who died.
So there you go. Who is the one who brings charges? The devil is basically what he's saying there. So what is he saying about the 12, the former 12-year-old girl that's now significantly older, who's gone public with this? What is he saying about her in this video if this is a true prophecy? He is saying that she is the accuser, that her work is of the devil, that the people reporting on this are part of the accuser for bringing his old sins to light. I don't think that's theologically accurate or the case at all, because first of all, I think Robert Morris is more than likely a false teacher. Let's be real. Not only did he lie to his congregation, but his theology is whack. He's theologically liberal in multiple ways, female pastors being the most obvious example. And so there's reasons not to find him to be credible in the first place. So that being said, Robert Morris is already playing for the other team. So who is Troy Black prophesying for? Our team or Robert Morris's team? And obviously from the video, it sounds like he's prophesying for Robert Morris's team, and that the enemy is going to surround their church and, you know, new leaders are going to fill the gaps. Well, new leaders are going to have to fill the gaps. I think the church will collapse, and hopefully some good churches can get a swell of people to preach the gospel to robustly and teach sound doctrine to. So there will be good coming out of this. But when false teachers get exposed, these are often events that God orchestrates. And I think they're rather supernatural in nature. Robert Morris getting exposed at this time, I think, is God orchestrated. Ravi Zacharias getting exposed just as he was dying was God orchestrated. Now, again, we knew that he had a sexting scandal before he died. We knew that he was too ecumenical before he died. We knew that he had some issues with biblical sexuality before he died, because he was hiring and working with Sam Alberry. So obviously he was not super sound in biblical sexuality, and lo and behold, his personal life reflected that. So I'll use Ravi Zacharias as an example. God exposed Ravi Zacharias, and I think God exposed Robert Morris. And God does this to protect his church, to test his church. So Troy Black might be prophesying, but I don't think he's doing it with the Holy Spirit. Those are my opinions. You're free to disagree. I don't know Troy Black. I'm not overly familiar with his content. He does have a response, however, which I think would be interesting, because he does leave a comment on the latest video. So he says in the comment section, it's the now pinned comment, this video came out 1 year ago. I believe the Lord was addressing what's happening at Gateway right now in 2024. Let us continue to pray for those who are at Gateway, for the Morris family, for the victim, and anyone else who has been affected in this way. Here's my current statement about the situation. I am deeply saddened by the news about Pastor Morris. My heart goes out to the victim and anyone who has been hurt by his actions, though I do believe the prophetic word I heard over a year ago does potentially apply to the current situation. It does not in any way excuse or cover over sin, over past sin. Although Jesus' blood does provide forgiveness for sin for all who repent and turn to him for salvation, there often still are very real consequences for sin in this life. So I don't believe God is glossing over the sin that occurred. Instead, I believe that prophetic word is an indicator of the truth, that God sees the members and followers of Gateway Church right where they are, and that he has strength and encouragement specifically for them, even though through this heartache. I believe he knew exactly what they would be walking through right now. As the body of Christ, we need to pray for the victim and for the church. And again, I just see that as trying to save face, because he said the accuser would bring charges against Gateway Church, or, you know, this was a season which the accuser would be bringing charges against them. And that is not what happened whatsoever. He gave a glowing prophetic word about the largest megachurch in the United States. And, you know, you can't walk that back. Even, and you're supposed to expect this church to be doing such good work when its pastor has lied to his own congregation about who he is for decades. That's disgraceful. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this content, do also subscribe as well. Have a blessed day. Christ is King. Stay based, and we will catch you on the next one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, oh.